On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
We're doubling down on me.
Yep. Size queen.
at least my waist size. Yes.
Double down just to get into a 32.
Oh, you got a head. That's Rob over there. Matt over here.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
One to go, man.
Loving it.
And we are just about to move along to the TCA Fantasy Hockey League, do the draft tonight following this show, maybe after a couple chicken wings.
And potato in front.
Retired.
We've gone with,
oh,
do ya?
Not bad. I have
And coming in strong with the second overall pick.
Yeah.
In this year's draft.
Not bad. I'm down at number 6, but it's a snake draft, so I'm okay. Kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah, it gives
not
me
a bad
second,
spot.
Second and 19, which, as Matt and I were discussing, for all you fantasy
gurus.
Right. Second 19, 22, I think, is what that works out to, right?
20, 21, 20, yeah.
Which puts a hell of a lot of pressure on the second and third picks to really sort of make or break
for
your,
sure it does,
your
for
draft sure. When you're going almost 20 players in between picks.
Right.
So, I'm sure you all care about.
Well, I only bring it up because for those of you interested who haven't yet decided to jump on Patreon, we are going to record the audio. We're going to draft here. We've got some of our other TCA personalities, friends of the show or whatever, also taking part. People you've heard on here.
Personalities?
Before. Yeah. Is that too strong? Do they not have personality?
For sure. If they had personality, they would be on here 75% of the time. Lack of personality, to the back.
You're making this hard to sell.
Okay, sorry.
Actually, no, it'll be just you and I on the audio side of it. So.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
So we're going to run the audio. We're going to run the mics while we do the draft here in the studio. And we're going to put that up on the Patreon feed. So if you want to check that out, patreon.com/tallcanaudio.
And you can hear more about, you know, how Matt's a bit of a size queen, those sorts of things.
Obviously. We should just be talking more about that on these shows. Tell the world, man.
Yes, exactly right.
The Atlantic Division. We haven't had a chance yet to get you people's feedback on the Metro because we haven't released it yet at time of recording. So I'm sure you agreed with us like you should.
Well.
Sit back and know your place, listener.
As the man said, there was quite a bit of, you know, help me out.
I have no idea what you're talking
Christ
about.
Christ, I'm not sure. I've taken a head blow here today. My train of thought just goes poof.
Right.
But in terms of we agreed quite a bit.
Yes.
I just was looking for more of a $5 word. But
you people are listening to the wrong show if you want the fancy words.
Couldn't come up with it. I'm like, oh, ground, you know, searching. Nah, forget it. We agree.
So, Atlantic Division, I think we'll start at the bottom, like we have so many times.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, probably. You want to lead off here? Because you said something at the end of the last show, which was, I think we're going to agree on the first, and I think we're going to agree on the last, and then I think everything else is just a mishmash of, I think at the bottom, I do think we're going to agree here. But
okay.
Yeah.
So tell me something right off the hop.
Sure.
Abdelkader, Larkin.
Barely know her.
Helm, Glendening, Nielsen. Do these
strike fear in the hearts?
Bring any excitement to your days?
No. I think Dylan Larkin had a pretty good rookie year, and everyone in Detroit thought, yeah, he's going to be right there with the next echelon of top centers.
He's going to be the next Justin Abdelkader.
And
we need more. Jesus Christ, we need way more than that.
Yeah. He's just whatever we got. We referenced in the last show Josh Anderson. On this team, we got Anthony Afinisiu, he who has never cracked 40 points, holding out more money.
I need at least four. I think the benchmark for crappy players is I need a mil for every 10 points.
Here's a little tidbit.
Doing something first.
Same agent as Josh Anderson.
Oh, really?
Guy's doing a great fucking job.
Fresh out of high school. I can do this.
Terrible.
And I think Zetterberg and Cronwall, way too old, right? I just think...
I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think you would either if Zetterberg put up 60 points if he's healthy this year.
I was going to say, 50 points?
I'd give him... A great year for him now is 60 points, right?
Right. And they have Tatar and they have Nyquist still, right?
I think the goaltending is going to be okay if Mrazek bounces back and Howard was all right last year. But there's just no doubt.
There's nothing about Howard that I love.
No, me neither.
Right. And at different times last year, Mrazek...
But he's capable.
Yep. Oh, all right. Yeah, but I'm saying with that lineup in front of you, you need more than capable. More,
you absolutely do.
You need showstopper.
You need Riley Sheehan to score earlier than March.
Is that too much to ask?
if you could get around to it.
And if you can pot one in January, you should hold out next year.
They're going to be fucking terrible. And that's about the extent of it.
Okay, do I understand that we agree on number 8?
Yes, we absolutely do.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those... every division to me, except for the Metro, had an anchor.
Yeah.
Now, there's no guarantees, right? Like last year, Tampa was supposed to win the division and finish out of the playoffs.
And that's the problem with doing these, right? Is this is all, every division, every prediction, pending health. And you know there's going to be teams that are horrifically injured all the time. And teams like last year, Toronto, had 9 guys that played 82 games, right? Sorry, 9 forwards who played 82 games.
Right. You're in good hands when you can do that.
Yeah. Any team.
Yeah.
That
goes a long way towards consistency, chemistry, all those sorts of things.
Right.
If you're shuffling guys in and out. But to me.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling. See, these guys here,
that
though.
That would have been my team. Every day I'm buffling. Yeah. Would have been an R8 team name.
See, there you go.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Well, exactly. But I think you have to. I think every day I'm buffling. I think I like that. I like
that's
that
better. Yeah, for
but,
sure.
You know, I think you'd have to have a little soundtrack in behind it because you kind of need the. If you just
on so many of these.
If you just read it on its own, you're like, every
day I'm buffling. Well, because my first one was, can I play with Matthews? And everyone but you is like, what?
It's a Maiden tune.
Yeah. Can I play with Madness? And I know it's not your favorite Maiden tune, but...
It's actually far from my favorite.
But it had a little something to it.
Yeah. Well, it's clever.
Yeah.
But
no one else was digging
it. Well, it's only clever if a bunch of people know it, right? Otherwise, you're just... It's eccentric a bit.
I've got 7 through 3. I wrestled with this for days. I have no idea what's going to happen 7 through 3 here.
Yeah. I would agree with you. There is some concern. Now, to me, I think...
Like, if you look at Montreal without Price, they're 7.
Jesus Christ, I'm hoping that's the case.
Right. We could take care of that.
Like, nobody's business, right?
But they would be 7 if you looked at that roster without Price.
True.
But they have Price, which means they could be 3rd, could be 2nd, could be... Fuck, man,
You don't see them repeating as division champions.
I do not.
Okay.
But I didn't see it last year, and I didn't see them being good the year before. And I look at that roster, and I go, I don't get it.
It's Bergevin's white belt that matches his shoes. I think that's absolutely, with a little tinge of white in his glasses, too. I think
Nice.
Very fashionable, Marc Bergevin.
Who do you got at seven?
I have your Florida Panthers.
Yep. Me too.
Broop.
So we're off to a good fucking start here.
To me,
go ahead.
I look at the issue there is I like Huberto, I like Barkov, I like Bukestad. Trocheck continues to, even through last year, surprise me a bit. But when you remove Marchessault, Riley, Jäger, and Jokinen, that's almost 40% of your goals last
73
year.
73 goals walked out the door.
And you replaced it with Verbata and Dadonov.
Dadonov. And there's a kid out of Finland, I believe his name's Helpula. Something. Please help me. No, it
is. Helpinen is on the way.
With his line mate just chipping in.
Exactly right. That's all we need in a solid third line.
Right.
Helpinen and chipping in. And
everything I've read suggests that they're just hoping Dadonov replaces Jäger. And well, that's reasonable.
A 30-goal scorer in the KHL or something along those lines last year.
Yeah.
And I think if you're expecting there to be a direct correlation to the NHL.
But can he give you what Jäger gave you? He might be able to do that. Right?
20 goals?
Yeah. Maybe. You don't think he can get to 20?
55, 60 points? Probably not.
Well, we'll see. I think he can get 20 goals. We'll see, as you suggest. But there's a reason we have these guys down. So I think Luongo Reimer is not a bad 1-2 punch. The blue line is not.
I'm waiting for that to implode.
Which one?
The defense. The goaltending combo.
Okay.
Right.
There is going to be a year, like so many of these bad contracts, where Luongo becomes an albatross.
And I don't
think it's yet.
An albatross.
Yeah.
That's nice. Man. I'm going to take that and make it my own. So all you folks there on listeners, when you hear it next time, pretend like you heard it first from me, because I like it. I trading away of Demers.
I have word of the day, toilet paper.
Yes, I'm not in a defense that was already sort of suspect.
Yeah,
right. You're going to lean heavily on Keith Yandle, and
what Ekblad was, not himself last year with the concussion to start the season.
Right. And I like him a lot.
I do too.
I think he's a stud.
Yeah. But beyond that, there's not much on the blue line.
And again, trading away Demers, I think, is only going to hurt you.
Well, because they went hard when they turned into the kind of computer boys there for a while, the stat boys, and decided we're going to do everything based on analytics.
Cost Jerry Gallant his job.
Well, yeah. And you know, I'm slightly more into the analytics than you, but there's some of it that I don't really follow either. But if you want to evaluate the last year's Florida Panthers on analytics, you also need to consider the fact that, like, their top six was injured all the time. And basically,
Huberto
was
out for the first half of the season,
right.
I think. Yeah.
And they handed the reins back to Dale Tallon, because that was never his deal, the analytics. He was able to point to last year and go, see, it doesn't work, and they traded away everything. And Demers is kind of one of those analytics darlings, right? And that's why John Chica, I believe his name is, in Arizona, who's absolutely an analytics guy, goes, if you're looking to get rid of that, you can have Jamie McGinn. We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll flip you McGinn for Demers.
Right. So that's kind of the way that happened. It's almost like last year never happened in Florida, and it made no sense to evaluate based on, how injured they were. But that's what they're doing. They basically undid everything that happened last year. But I do... It doesn't sound like it because we have them in seventh, but I like some of their pieces. But the blue lines is way too thin, and I don't like their depth up front. I like their top pieces to come along, but I don't like their depth.
Well, and what I was saying before I got cut off, whatever happened there.
Before you were wowed by Arbitros.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Yes. Look over there. Shiny object. Squirrels. Whatever else. The Luongo Reimer, both good, but you wonder if that's just too much. In one spot, right? When does that happen?
A lot of money
sat in one spot there. Yep. And so, if you're going to – now, maybe Reimer's content to make $4.5-5 million and just be a backup.
Yeah. Well.
Who knows?
He's going to have to be content with that for a while. He had to know that going in when he signed the deal, right?
Because Lou has a bunch of years left still.
Yep.
So, look at you guys down there.
Up to number six.
Yep.
I have, and this, like I said, got, I have Buffalo. I thought when I sat down to do this, I would have Buffalo taking a bigger step. But
to me, Buffalo has half a forward core and
First half is better than most people think.
This, for sure it is.
Yeah.
And so they have half a forward core and they got half a D core. And to me, I know the Leonard.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that.
Well, see, this is it. He had a pretty good year last year.
I think that's as good as he's.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
Right? And so
they brought over a kid from Russia to play probably on their top pair defensively. I think it's like Lemkin or something like that. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But their blue line isn't good. But when you can look up front.
And you and I talked about this last year, right? I like Ristolainen.
Yeah.
Now, to me, he's got to step up and show he can be a top pairing guy consistently.
Yes.
Right? But I do like when you look at, they still have Bogosian. They brought in Scandella in that. Yeah.
Bogosian. Sorry, it's one of those things I can't.
What, Robert Lozier. That's what it always makes me think of.
Of course it is, yeah. But as you said, Scandella is a good pickup for them. I don't really mind the pieces. We talked about this when we did the Central Division. I don't think you're going to miss that much what you gave up in terms of Ennis and Foligno. To get Scandella, right?
Right. Well, and so and you have Pominville and Scandella come back, and you have Foligno and Ennis. Yes, yeah, you just said it.
There's a reasonable chance, though.
Are
like
you listening to me?
If Sam Reinhart takes the step forward he should, your top three, and you can do this in whatever order you
Eichel,
want.
Eichel, Kane, Okposo, O'Reilly.
Yeah, but in terms of just down the middle.
Yeah.
Eichel, Reinhart, O'Reilly. It's not bad. And you can flip that if you want to move O'Reilly up and give Reinhart another year down a little lower at third line center to like it's not bad, but there's just not a lot of depth. I don't like Evander Kane. Nobody
does.
Okay. Including his teammates.
This is it. But to me, I think at this point he is what he is.
Yeah.
The proof is in that pudding already.
Right.
That if you're waiting for more and you go, look at that. Great skater, right?
No,
has some has some finish, and you're like, yeah. But after a while, yeah, man, it's not going to change. A leopard doesn't change its.
I expected when I sat down to do this, I was going to have Buffalo higher, but
me too.
There just wasn't enough there.
Okay, and yeah, in case you haven't noticed, I also have Buffalo in six.
Yeah, okay. So far, this mishmash that was supposed to be anyone could finish anywhere, we're in full agreement moving.
Yeah, which is odd. Odd,
people, what that should tell you is take it to the fucking bank. So
book it.
Number five.
I imagine there's some place here in this as we move towards the top of the division. Yeah, we're gonna find a little discrepancy.
Yep.
It may be as soon as number five.
Right.
I have the Boston Bruins in fifth.
I have the Montreal Canadiens in fifth.
Okay. See, to me, I like what they have, the core up front.
We're talking about Boston?
Boston.
Okay.
Right. So if we just look at this, and I'll give you my reasoning for why I see them in fifth.
Yeah.
Because, again, playoff team last year, third in the division. They barely scraped into the playoffs. After not making it 2 years in a row, they barely scraped in. And to me, they made no changes.
Right.
Unless you count Matt Bolesky and re-signing Pastrnak.
Right.
So what are the chances that Pastrnak and Marchand can repeat as 80 goals between the two of them, right?
Well, they're expecting big things out of, and I forget his first name, but Forsbacka Carlson,
yep.
JFK, it's something.
It's Jakob Forsbacka. Because he's older, right? He's he's had his full college tenure.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but.
I grant you that, but they're hoping that maybe he can play kind of third line. Maybe center, maybe I'm not totally, but Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo.
See, to me, Krug, McAvoy, and Carlo, is that what your defense is? Or is it Miller, McQuaig, and a very rapidly aging Zdeno Chara?
Well, I think between those groups, you just named their top six. You want to mix them.
No, that's what I'm saying is if you look at Carlo, Krug, and McAvoy, you're saying, look at that. There's some good pieces, speed. And
worth noting, Krug's had his face caved in here and is probably going to miss the first, probably till the end of October anyway.
You know what? I don't know, Tori, but that's a sweet bit of business.
Yeah, it took a puck to the jaw.
And they missed him. They missed him like crazy in the playoffs.
Right.
So, and
I miss you like
Yeah, I don't. I certainly don't.
Should I tell you Moffitt's fans?
Yeah, exactly.
All of you?
Yeah, three of
both
you.
Both of
who
you.
All happen to be listening to TCS. Way to go.
Why wouldn't you be?
Shout out to the Moffitt's fans.
The intersection of Moffitt's and Boston Bruins fans meets right here.
See, and since Rask won his Vezina, his stats have continued to decline.
To me, that's because they're playing him into the ground. And last year,
brought in nobody.
Yeah, because last year they tried both Zane McIntyre, great name.
Yeah.
And Anton Khudobin.
I was going to say, don't crap on Khudobin because, you
both
know, he's...
Both of those failed.
Nobody puts Khudobin in the corner.
Both failed miserably.
Yeah.
And so it's forced them to play Rask way more than they 60, should.
60-plus games, 65 last year, I think. And that's not going to change this year.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay, it wasn't 65 because he was hurt last year.
It's probably 65 the year before. But,
they
got nothing.
And there is nothing.
Up.
And so to me, the defense, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. Right in terms of what they have, and now if they can balance that out, right, and you sort of go Krug, Chara, you know, Miller, McAvoy, you know, Carlo, McQuaig.
Well, wait, didn't Miller go to Vegas?
The other Miller did.
Colin Miller.
There was two. Yeah.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, you're sorry. Yeah.
If you can sort of split that, and maybe it looks great, right? But I'm not liking. So large pieces of that.
Me neither, but I think I'm about to say the same stuff about Montreal in terms of I have them in fifth because while they have Carey Price, when I look at that team, everyone said last year they couldn't score and they finished kind of middle of the pack in terms of scoring. But you unloaded Emelin, let Markov walk for nothing. Like they have a ton of cap space.
Yeah, and Radulov gone.
Radulov
Markov
is gone. Yeah.
Can you count on Paul Byron to score another 23 goals? I don't think so.
Are you suggesting I shouldn't take him with my sixth overall pick here in the TCA?
You know what? Yes, I do.
Yeah, you should.
He's a roto guy for sure, right?
To me, they haven't, if it's not for Carey, and I keep saying that they do have Carey Price. So it's kind of like, who cares if they don't have, but.
See,
they got nothing else, man, and they're counting on. I'm seeing guys that I really respect, readers I like Eric Ingles of Sportsnet, who covers the Habs. He's saying they haven't had a player like Jonathan Drouin in the middle in 30 years. And what in 30 years? This kid hasn't proven anything yet, and this is how you unfairly raise expectations for someone who's done nothing yet. And after that, it's Lekkonen and it's Plekanec and it's what was the other kid's name? I can't even fucking remember. But like they've just. I don't like their depth up front.
Well, they're hoping on a couple of guys like Mete. They're hoping on Udon, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And so,
but you should have seen, and I get that I'm a little biased to this, but I watched back-to-back and both against pretty good NHL lineups. The Leafs played them in a preseason game, played an A team against them, and then a B team against basically another Montreal A team, and just buzzed them. Defensively, the Leafs forwards were just... Right, see a Weber.
Yeah, see that's a terrible. See Schlemko, Petrie, Weber,
Davidson. Like they're just not keeping up to that, and I think there's too much of that in the division. Right, there's the forwards that are going to roll in. Ottawa's got some pretty quick forwards. Buffalo, like Eichel and Reinhardt, are going to fly past.
I think if Montreal could play Ottawa 40 times, they may do well.
Okay,
right, but outside of that, it's not good. Now, I have Montreal in fourth.
Right. So we're picking, you know.
This is it. I don't know where you had Boston, but.
Also, I had them up in fourth.
Okay. So you and I have just
flipped. We just flipped, yeah.
And so I, in looking at my notes and compiling for each team, right, my first line is fourth place Montreal Canadiens. The first bullet is Carey Price, Carey Price.
Yes.
Carey Price. If it's not for these guys, they are in down near the bottom of this division, as we've already touched on. I don't like their D, as I said to you before, perhaps on air, perhaps off.
Right.
That they all better learn to drywall. If they can drywall up the blue line, that may keep people from flooding in, right? But if you have Philippe Deneau as your second line
center.
That's
the name I was looking for.
Okay.
Not Lekkonen.
No, but if that's the case, and you're going, can we compete? Deneau.
Look at this.
See what I just did there? Nice. It's actually, can we compete? Don't think so.
<That'd> be awesome. Can they draft someone like Jonathan, don't think so.
Yeah, this is, well, if, honestly, if the other guy's going to have chipping in.
Sure. Why not?
Chipping in and helping in.
It's so, something like that.
Yes. Fucker. Oh, it's like that.
Help you, la.
Yeah, help you. Help you, la.
No, it's I don't like it. And I'm not convinced that Drouin doesn't turn out to be a, you know, he could turn out to be a reasonable number one center, but there's just no reason to be throwing around they haven't had a center like this in 30 years.
Well, and they really need – Montreal really needs to have Gallagher and Galchenyuk. Galchenyuk especially, both those guys. Gallagher was hurt for large chunks, and I like his game.
But they've won a cup in 30 years. Like, that's my point. Like, you've had some guys who
25
played –
25 years ago.
Yeah. But if you're going to say he's the best center Montreal's had in 30 years and he doesn't have a second of center experience in the NHL yet.
Okay. And that's just – that's people loving that's, on the French Canadian coming home.
Yeah.
And I hope it crushes him.
Well.
I hope it does.
And he ends up in Nashville with PK.
Well, where he'll win a cup. And really, you know what? It's not hating on French Canadians. It's just hating on Habs.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I could run a podcast just on that. The Hating on Habs podcast.
Well, you know what we should do? Yeah. There should be an auxiliary sort of an extra.
A spinoff.
Yes, which is just running down Habs.
Don't you hate the Habs?
Yes, like we all do. Right? And it's going to start with that ole, 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 ole. Ka-junk with a big hammer sound. Wham!
Love that.
Shut up. Yeah, just like that.
I have a feeling this is probably the spot people are waiting for the most because we have only three teams and we have both declared in previous shows that we both probably agree on number one. Who do you have at number three?
I have the Ottawa Senators.
I have the Ottawa Senators at number three as well.
To me, that's not even close. To me, it was easy for me filling this out with seeds one and two. Like, really, Ottawa, I like what they have in terms of there's no superstars really up front, right? But I like how those guys fit into the Boucher system. They're another year into it.
Right.
There was a lot of concerns initially for me in terms of health with MacArthur going down.
Yeah.
And then you had Carlson with new tendons in his leg from a cadaver. You have Brassard with a bum shoulder. And you're going, hey, it's possible that Carlson may not come back till November and Brassard is not going to be ready. And you're like, oof. Yeah. You're already and you start to remove a bunch of things.
So it's Sunday evening as we record this, and we have learned that Harper and Chabot are headed for Belleville. I think we both talked early on that there was a chance Chabot could make this team if Carlson was going to be out for an extended period of time. But in the most recent conversation we had about, I think you said on here, Chabot should go to Belleville. And
Chabot needs to spend 3 months in the A. Not on the offensive side. Man, right. Dude has great instincts. In the neutral zone, in the offensive zone, he's great. He's still, and I've seen it as the pressure has ratcheted up in the preseason. NHL pressure, NHL legitimate NHL forwards bearing down on him. He seems to have a bit of an issue with puck management. You know, there's a little panic in his game. Right? Let him go down, play 25 minutes a game in Belleville. And work through that, right? Yeah. Be a boss. Play all the time.
Like a boss.
And so this is the best thing going, right? Send him down. And as I think you're probably, before I cut you off, this indicates Carlson's not that far away.
Right. That's all I can read into this, right, is you're not sending. I get it with Chabot because maybe the plan all along was give him all the experience you can in the preseason, but the smart move, the thing that good franchises do is send that kid down and let him overripen. To me, Harper is the more telling because he showed last year he's capable and he's ready to contribute.
Again.
And if you're sending him down, it probably means, even if it's not quite opening night, Carlson's real close. And we've talked on here before, I kind of thought if Carlson's going to miss past November 15th, the season might be lost for
Ottawa. Sure.
Looks like he might be ready for October 15th.
If you are taking Brassard, big game brass, if you're taking him out, who is your second line center, you're taking your number one, you know, likely again, you know, Norris candidate out of your lineup. And another thing worth mentioning, as a Senators fan, I'm interested in what Craig Anderson can do. right? I think he is in that sort of 8 to 12 range in terms of starting goalies in this league.
Yep.
His looking at his stats yo-yo from year to year. He's got a stellar year. He's got an average year.
Well,
he's got
a stellar year. To another two after this one.
Right. But he's got a stellar year. He's got an average year. He's got a stellar year. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? In the chronology, he is due for a average year, right? So I'll be interested to see what happens there. I love the Boucher system. Much like now, they're not the, you know.
Are we going to hear as much this year about them being dull to watch?
Probably. Probably. Now,
it's so fucked how the most exciting defenseman in the league is on this.
Right.
Oh, but they're so boring.
Okay.
And I've been on that train.
For sure. Of, yeah. Well, and nobody denies it. Yeah. And you can't move forward being outshot.
Right.
You know, every night. You can't do that. Now, what Boucher has said was they had spent so much time last year working on the system.
Yeah.
Hashtag the system. And what he's saying is we're keeping 80% of what we did last year and adding the offensive side, because this is a turnover machine,
right?
That is what happens here. And so you have guys like Hoffman, Stone, Ryan Turris, guys who are going to be looking for their cookies.
Yeah.
Right. So you,
man, Stone is so much fun to watch. Like, man, I've texted you a few times through the, and probably because of the age that I am, to me, a more traditional Leaf rivalry is Leaf Sens than Leafs Habs, right? Because I've been through those
early 2000s.
Yeah. Mark Stone's just fun to watch, well, right? And there's everything about him. He just looks kind of like his hair's all fucked up, and
his helmet sits way up on his head. Like he's got.
He seems to fall down a lot for someone how talented. But he's got a six head all the time.
If I got a five head, he's got a six head. Because honestly, his forehead is huge.
But in terms of takeaways and the things that he does, he's so much fun to watch. I want to ask you though, what do you think the chances are, in a percentage, Mike Hoffman can score more than 35 goals this year?
I don't like the chances at all.
See, I've read a couple of things, and if they can get the power play, especially if Carlson's going to be around to run that power play.
He's got to do more. He's got to do more than sit up in that right circle and just one-time it, right? Because he can put that puck upstairs. But
I haven't ruled it out. To me, I think he's got one more offensive here to you know, if he's going to play with Stone, who's going to be a possession king, right? Carlson, who's going to set things up.
He's got 80 goals in the last three seasons, 25, 26, 27. Right? Yeah. He is trending. And he has blazing speed, right? Now, you've seen it in the preseason against the Leafs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I have.
Well, and he can finish, right? And in the playoffs, he's the one that received that alley-oop from Carlson.
That was so much fun.
Hey, but we don't talk about that. If Hoffman fucks up the finish.
Sure.
Right?
No, it's true. It's just a thing that, you know, was fun on
So Hoffman, because nobody talks about it. They talk about the 150-foot pass, right? But nobody talks about Hoffman corralling it.
Yeah.
At speed.
Because you know that shit's going to be bouncing, you know, like to get that under control.
And he's receiving that. Yeah. And then he's like, and he's backdooring it on. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, for sure it was. Right?
But that's the finish. So I'd like him to be close to 30 again. I think 35 to 40 is probably pushing it in this system.
All right. Well, and that is the interesting part. You probably could count on 10 more points out of Carlson if it wasn't for the style they were going to play here.
Right. He's easily, without the Boucher system, he went from being a point-a-game defenseman to 70 points, 68 points, whatever it was, right?
But a team that was just okay to a conference finalist, so.
Right. Now, you know what? I hope everybody who is a Senators fan understands exactly what happened last year. That was a nice lay of the cards for the Senators in the postseason.
Right.
Right. The two teams in the playoffs that they probably stood to fare best against. Yeah, Bruins first, because Bruins, everything to the outside, off the rush.
Well, and they were beat up too.
This is it.
Full value for the win.
But. And then if Lundqvist plays like Lundqvist of 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't beat the Rangers, right? They're, you know, Hank gave them a couple games.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Now, you know what? Your full value for a seven-game series
against, you only beat against, who they put in front of you,
against
right?
the Pens, right? They
yeah,
went
yeah.
game seven, double overtime.
Yep.
But to me, the two wins they've had. So I fully expect, to me, Ottawa could be 3, 4, 5.
Right.
And I'm a fan.
Yep.
But this team could not make the playoffs.
Well, and it's worth pointing out now, as we did when we did the other division, we both have 4-4 here, right, in terms of Metro and everyone staying in their division.
Yeah.
I don't have anyone crossing over to the Metro or vice versa.
And it's funny, and you know, I'm going to be totally open and honest as somebody who does this on a weekly basis.
He's gay.
Yeah, I love the cock.
Jacques Lecoq.
Yeah, exactly. I shat on Boston.
Oh, I just remembered my. I'm okay. Sorry. I remembered my fantasy. Who shat in Kirk's bed?
Okay. I love it. Okay, that's good, man. Good for you. I shat on Boston for not making any changes on a team that just barely made the playoffs.
Right.
Ottawa brought in,
Johnny.
Nate Thompson.
And everyone's favorite.
And, oh, do ya? So, yeah, there we go. To me, this team could be, they in Boston could flip places for all I know.
Sure. So, I've got the Leafs in second here, which probably, after talking about Ottawa in third, didn't leave much to the imagination for most people.
Huge intrigue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you that I have the Leafs in second as well?
I don't know. Not really. I think when you take a look at the roster, you had kind of teased going
look
back.
Look at this uppity bitch over here.
Well, when you go back to the Metro, you're talking about everything 2 through 7 being negotiable. To me, it really wasn't. I think this team is the second best team in the division behind a fucking monster.
And you know what the thing is? I think this Leaf team is what scares anybody who is not a Leaf fan.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Which is only half of this country, apparently. And, you know, 3/4 of those other people are Habs fans. The Leafs are sort of the poster child of the new NHL. To me, speed kills.
Yeah.
Right? And they more than anybody else. And I think Shanahan, when he took over, and then Lou coming in, right, they've sort of, it became structured, this whole, we can't all, you know, there's only so long we could hope for the JFJ and you know, the shit show that was Carlisle and Notice Paul Maurice and
Peter Horacek.
You better Horacek yourself before you horror wreck yourself. Like, to me, you're like, yeah, that is a fucking oasis of good
fun for a lot of
times
people.
For anybody not wearing, you know, the blue and white.
Right.
So I think they've ended up with a nice blend of, with, you know, their existing, with Bozak, Kadri, JVR, what they had sort of sitting there.
What was worth keeping around from the last.
Yeah, and it's kind of what you would hope for what you would do. And then you draft in different years, but you end up with Nylander, and you end up with Marner, but you end up with what is a really high quality, which is what has turned out to be, you know, I coming out of the Zurich Lions, I wasn't sure, right, what was going to happen, but 40 goals as a rookie is no fluke.
Right.
I fully expect all those guys, now that I've just named that, I fully expect, even if they all take a 10% step back, now just work with me here now. It's not, I've already put them in second place.
Yep.
I fully expect all those guys coming off of career seasons, now some of them are rookies, but hard to achieve that back-to-back.
Right.
But even with a 10% decrease, I still see this team, with the addition of Marlowe, which I think has 2 years of really good value.
Yep.
Right.
Well, that's all we care about, because he'll be a Coyote after that.
Well, and I know, and we've talked about this, right? What happens with these guys in the future? Well, who cares? Because the window... It's like one of those things where you're like, well, what's going to happen? We're going to rebuild. We're going to get better. Yeah. One day. And then you're like, bam, that day is today. And guess what? We got a fucking window that's this big.
Well, because it was around this time last year, maybe a little later, where I said to you on here and you were taken aback that
I was, honestly.
The Leafs need to be going for it probably next year.
And you know what? Right? It wasn't even a year ago. It was in the spring.
Okay.
We had that conversation.
Yeah.
And I remember going,
you got to take a shot at it while your guys are cheap.
Well, and that's what happens, right? Yeah. Is you look at it and go, we have all these existing guys. Unless you can look at the Chicago Blackhawks model where you go, core.
Yep.
This is it.
But that first one.
Flip.
Bunch of guys on the cheap in 2010. Taves no, still on entry level.
No, I know. And, yeah. and then you started to jettison guys like Bufflin,
sure, yeah, yeah.
Ladd, you know, and you sort of go.
Yep. Versteeg.
Yeah, exactly.
Versteeg and Boland after.
David Boland and Chris Versteeg.
Both to the Leafs after Cup wins. Going, hey, these guys aren't the.
Are you Martin LaPointe 2.0? Is that what's happening here? Exactly. You're great in Detroit in that little sort of window exactly. of a role you got. And then you go. Oh, yeah, you're not just waiting for a better opportunity. You've fallen. You've sifted through to where.
I see. Playing yes. with Grabowski, not the same as playing with Taves.
Yes. Right? Who knew? Who knew? So I think these guys, I don't love the Leafs D.
No.
Right? If you look at Gardner, Riley, and Zaitsev, right, can they defend enough?
Well, so they brought
to keep Marinson off the ice?
That's fucking awesome. they've brought in... Hainsey to play with Riley, which I think they're hoping is supposed to stop Riley from having to defend so much. He's after this many years, it's pretty clear he's not going to be the shutdown type. Can he rush it and be the offensive type if someone else will take care of?
Yeah, I think you have to let him be Carlson light.
Yeah, well, it looks like that. And so there's kind of that for this team. We're gonna have to win a lot of high scoring games, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure Hainsey's the guy.
No, I'm not either. We'll see. But
in
on
terms
each pairing,
of he is.
You have a Carrick, you have a Riley, and you have a Gardner. All of them who can rush the puck. All of them who can make a good first pass. And really, I think that's the defense that Babcock is hoping for, based on what he's got. Is just get it up to the guys. Just get it up to like your third line.
No,
is Kadri, Marlowe, right? Get it up
is,
to your guy.
Is it Uncle Leo? Is that
it's probably going to be, I think in a heavy game, it'll be Uncle Leo. And in a more skilled game, they'll flip Leo down to the fourth line and bring Brown. I yeah. think so.
Okay. And that's what I have here, right? Is with the Marlowe brings legitimate depth to that.
To an already pretty deep.
Right. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Last year proved that,
yeah.
right? They're fast and they can finish. And I, again, I fully expect them maybe not all to a man, but
yeah.
you are going to see a slight decrease. I don't think you can expect all that, but you are now looking at when you're further matured
yeah.
with better finish in terms of and depth with Marlowe.
Yep.
So
yep.
I like Freddie Anderson. To me, this team is going to win on more nights than not.
Right.
Hate to say that.
Why don't we get to, because I think you and I are both, maybe from a distance, almost kind of drooling over this.
From a distance.
Oh, look at that fucking guy. Bette Midler.
A little bit. I love the, come on.
The world looks green
seven,
and blue.
Seven straight Halloweens I went as Bette Midler.
Wow. Sorry I missed all seven of those.
Strapless. It's awesome.
Strapped on. Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. Their major acquisition in Tampa Bay,
Steven
Stamkos.
Oh, okay.
A couple of Steves.
Cause I, you know what? Steve Yzerman, I got a bit of a man crush.
How does this team have cap space? And they've got some cap space to do some things if they're in a good position.
Yeah. Cause they keep finding somebody else, Philadelphia taking on guys like Filppula and whatever else. And you find Drouin of Montreal for a young
Sergachev.
Sergachev, and you're like,
he's ready to make that leap, and they needed a guy to.
They needed that.
Yeah.
But I love me a Frenchman.
Well, and that's it. They were able to. So they're bringing in a number one center. Like that team, let's not forget, late in the season, with basically an AHL lineup starring Nikita Kucherov and Victor Hedman,
yeah.
took a hard run and almost made it late.
See, and what I like about Tampa is they have good stuff in layers.
Yeah.
Right? You look at what they have up front with Stamkos, Kucherov, Point, right? Just in terms of top end.
Oh, Tyler Johnson.
Johnson. Wait. And so in forward court, and then you drop down a notch and you go, hey, and then we got good reliable guys like Callahan, Condra.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. In his role, in his slot.
In his
yeah.
role. This yeah. is. I'm you're not counting on him for anything, but I'm just saying.
But even last year, do you remember the kid's name? What was it? Brendan, something Gord. I think it was Brendan Gord. came along last
year. Could you have a more generic name than Brendan Gord?
And guy so nice, they named him twice. He was just a guy. Braden Point last year was still just a guy. We knew him from the World Juniors because you and I are big into that. But
Killorn was the other guy I was thinking of in terms of a reliable two-way guy.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Andre Palat.
I was looking at Palat's stats. I'm surprised. He is in excess of a 40-point guy.
Yeah. Like, their depth is unreal. And, like I said, to take a run and get as close as they did last year with the number of injuries they had, and now you're going to bring all those guys back. And, by the way, one of those guys is 50-goal Steven Stamkos. Man, that is a scary team. To me, the only question mark that I see anyone talking about is Vasilevsky, and to me, it's not a question mark. He looks like a number one. He hasn't quite proven it yet.
All right, and I have the same question, right? Because I like what if you look at with Hedman, Strawman, Coburn, Girardi is there.
I don't like Girardi. To me, that's a bottom pair guy. Sergachev is going to step in, and
but this is what I'm saying is you hear both ways.
Yeah.
I prefer Sergachev.
I prefer the other, so that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, cats up. That's you.
Sure.
To me, I look at it and go, what is Vasilevsky without the safety valve?
Right.
And so he used to come up here and he'd work in Almont with the goalie coach.
As everyone does at one point or another.
No,
off
but
to Almont.
He's a Russian, but he comes here and he has a little local tie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wonder, right, what happens when you remove the either it's
oh
the,
it's a fair question.
Either it's the carrot, right, or the push.
Yeah.
One way or the other, and you're like, okay, I've made it. And we've all seen athletes, and to me it's a small point. We both have these guys in first place.
Right. To me, he looks ready. To me, he since the World Juniors, he's carried himself like a number one.
See, and up until that big push last year, I think he was a 500 goalie last year.
Yeah.
Right? And so these are the questions. But to me,
But with what in front of him, right? Like that's the...
Well, they were without their top two or three centers at one point, yes. Right? So...
Well, that's how Braden Point all of a sudden became their number one center. It's him and Kucherov. And
I had Kucherov in the pool last year, and he was... Like, he was money. And he would set up in that low right circle on the power play.
But it was
play.
The two of them and Hedman, and that was it. The rest was Albany or Rochester or whatever.
And if you remember, if you think back to that 09, that sort of Tavares to Eberle, that goal, in the gold medal game, you know, Canada walked.
Kajillion fake dollars to name that goalie.
Which goalie?
The guy, Eberle to Tavares to Eberle.
Fuck, and I bet you've asked me.
I have
you've asked
three
me this
times
probably. I was just going to say four times, and his name is Bubanov.
No, it's Jalobniak.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's
and ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, Matt could ask me that question in 2 weeks from now, and I will still not. I still not will remember Jalobniak. And by the way, he's not Russian. He's probably Belarusian. I'm
whatever.
Just going to tell you right now. But recently annexed. So in 09, the Swedes' top pairing was
Hedman
and Carlson, right? That was their.
Remember, man, that's crazy to me because I remember that crystal clear. I remember that whole World Juniors, and no one gave a fuck about Carlson. Like Hedman was a big deal, and Carlson was just his partner.
Yeah, well, because he's a year younger.
And you just look at how things turn out, and you fuck.
And here's how things turn out, ladies and gentlemen. In the 2016-2017 season, who had more points, Hedman or Carlson? I've kind of buried it
Hedman,
now.
Yeah.
Hedman had two more points than Carlson
I didn't
last
know
year.
That till we talked about this maybe a week or two ago and you mentioned
right,
that.
So like, Hedman finished second in defenseman scoring last year. So, and he's 6'5", 6'6", whatever he is.
He's a monster.
Big. He can skate. He's got great reach.
Yep.
He is the total package. And so
Lex Luger,
if you can, look at you.
It's never far from the, so as we wrap this up, cause I think we've both
is there a fifth division
jerked off over Tampa here long enough that, they're going to be scary good. Pick a team
well,
right
we,
now.
We also picked
What's
them. We picked them to win last year.
Yeah, and then
they didn't make the playoffs.
Crashed.
Okay, but, and so as we talked about with now we mentioned it at the beginning of the show with Detroit.
Yeah.
Now Detroit would have to have everybody else in the division have horrific injuries for them to make it out of maybe seven or eight.
AIDS runs rampant through the Buffalo locker room. It's going to be Buffalo.
For sure it is. And if it's not,
maybe Montreal.
It's a crazy meth.
Oh, I have to live in Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm sick from all the fumes from the tires burning here.
Give me a cup final.
Suck it, Buffalo.
From right now. Everybody's healthy.
A cup final.
Yep.
Oh, come on, man.
Nope.
Oh. I like Washington in the East.
Okay.
I think this is, and we touched on this maybe in the, I like this better for them to be sort of.
Going to have to battle a little.
For sure, but slightly more under the radar.
Yep.
I like this opportunity. I can't see Pittsburgh three-peating, right? Like that's.
I almost can. Like they're still pretty good.
Yeah. And out West, I'm going to go with Nashville, Washington Stanley Cup final.
And I'm going to throw down Tampa, Edmonton.
With that guy.
Yeah.
See, I went with a couple of second seeds in the two divisions.
I got one. Tampa or Edmonton's a second seed from our prediction back out in that. I think we agreed on that.
Yeah, we did. And you know what? We'll get back to this. I am slightly disappointed.
There wasn't more.
Well, that's
and really, stupid. And really, the Metro. Yeah. Well, okay, actually, Central, Metro, Atlantic. To me, I was like, I'm looking at all these, and I'm like, yeah, the Pacific just sort of sorted itself out. You're
yeah,
like, ching, 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 ching. That's
yeah.
easy.
Well, we've referenced it a few times. Levels, right? One, two,
three, four. And now you and I had some crazy discrepancies in our picks.
In the Central.
They're all over the place, right? And so, to me, ladies and gentlemen, that's the division to watch. And really, that speaks to, I think, sort of the volatility of that division.
Yeah. It's in flux. A lot of teams there changing on the fly.
Well, because there's a lot of powerhouse teams in that that division who—
Or former. On the come and some stepping back a little.
And as I said at the beginning of the Metro Division predictions— Man, if somebody's going to rise and everybody, no matter where you go, people pick Dallas, everybody have fun tonight, everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Absolutely Wang Chung tonight.
is if you're going to rise, somebody's going to rise, and no matter where you look, Dallas is a pick. And so what moves?
Someone's got to go down, yeah.
Somebody has
to
move.
You're going down.
Right. And if you look at it and you go, hey, Nashville, I like what Nashville's got. Dallas, look at those guys.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, now what are you talking about? You're looking at Chicago. You're looking at Minnesota. And you're like.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, wild card. And I'm pitching it again. I'm selling it right now, man. I'm looking at that going, Winnipeg Jets, speed kills, baby. Good power play.
All right.
Anyways, so I'm looking at a Nashville-Washington Stanley Cup. You're looking at a
Tampa Edmonton.
Okay, Tampa's a nice pick, actually.
Okay,
that's forest for the trees right there for me. But
yeah, no, it's true, and I do think we're looking at an East final of Tampa Pittsburgh, and it's a coin flip at that point. I'm not as convinced Pittsburgh can't three-peat, and they're still fucking
no.
Yeah,
and I like what they have in D. You need a healthy Letang, and really, I'm not sure.
Welcome to the Letang Bang. Sorry.
Yeah.
All my best team names.
I'm not sure you need more than one stud D and a couple of journeymen, like on defense.
It's looking that way based on
what
they did.
The last bunch Chicago won with, man, they had four, three D.
It's Keith and the gang.
It was Seabrook, Yarmolson, and Seabrook. That was it.
Yeah.
And then they could fill in by,
remember Michael Roosevelt?
David Rundblad or whatever it was back there in sixth, and they were trying to keep him and... What's his name? Former captain of the Nashville Predators, Finnish guy.
Yeah.
Kimmo Tiimonen, right? Yeah. And they couldn't keep those guys off the ice. They're like, okay, we can put them out now. Get off! Get off! 5 second shifts, and you're like,
Keith's hit the respirator and he's ready to go again.
This is it, right? Yeah. We're pumping oxygen into that guy like it's a Vegas casino. And so, yeah, you need – so you're right. I don't disagree with you. And when you have the 1-2 punch, I'll be interested to see what happens with their center depth.
No,
benefited from Bonino and Cullen, but we'll see.
Yep. So – another season on the horizon. Man, I'm jacked. I'm ready to – it's been a long time. I've been this excited for a season. Part of that obviously is just
– well, honestly, you know what? There's been nothing in your lifetime.
Right.
Now, they've had a couple of those early 90s.
Sure.
The Gilmore years, right, where they went to conference finals.
Yeah.
Okay, but they weren't favorites
to win anything.
Yeah, no, that was
this
like
is a team on the come.
Dougie and taking we'll it on his back and doing it, and there was some flashes.
Oh, taking it on his back.
Yeah,
that happened later.
Like Juergens.
Let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay, we'll see you.
Go to the TCA Fantasy Hockey League. Don't forget to check out the Patreon page for the live stream of that. Not live stream, but whatever. You'll get it. That's our wrap. On all
NHL
the divisional previews. NHL
2017-2018.
Season kicks off on the 4th.
Book it!
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.